Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Lift up your voices and shout hallelujah! Amen. How many are enjoying the baptism tonight? Amen. You will tell the story forever. You will tell the story forever. One of the wonders of kingdom prosperity is that it is sorrow-free. Say with me, sorrow-free. He said, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. It is sorrow-free. Riches in the world is full of sorrows because we live in a world of uncertainties. But riches in the kingdom is sorrow-free. Amen. I have not been depressed once. It's not true. You have a right to your opinion. I've never needed encouragement once in 25 years that Jesus called me. That don't worry. Somebody has to worry before you tell him don't worry. So I am an evidence of the sorrow-free nature of kingdom prosperity. From this night, you will never know the meaning of depression anymore in your life. If that is you the Lord is speaking to, let me hear your loudest amen. Baptism of Prosperity, part 2. And we read from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And the word of the Lord says in verse 5. And he sought the Lord. I'd like you to see from verse 1. So we can tell what you're talking about. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. He built Elot and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also Jeconiah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. And verse 5, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. There was a prophet in his days by name Zechariah, who had understanding in the revelations of God. And he was pouring those revelations out. And Uzziah plugged into those revelations. And as long as he sought the Lord, after the revelations of Zechariah, the Lord made him to prosper. So his prosperity was a result of the revelations in which he was working. So revelation was the secret behind the transformations of his life. And like you were told now during the offering time, the verse 3 of that scripture says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. The truth. Walking in the light of the revelations that they have received. So every transformation is a product of applied revelation. Every transformation, every revolution in any man's life is a direct product of applied revelation. And in this second and final segment, I'll be sharing with you another baptism that you require to work in kingdom prosperity. It is considered one of the fundamental requirements for kingdom prosperity. I shared a brief of that on Wednesday here. And we go a little deep into it right now. It's a very common factor. But people don't understand the importance of it in the covenant of prosperity. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 24 and 25. There is he that scattereth and yet increases. And is he that withholdeth more than is required. And he turns more unto penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall himself be watered unto. Liberality is a fundamental requirement for prosperity. The degree of liberality determines the dimensions of prosperity. That's why the law of giving remains barren without the covenant details that makes it work. Liberality is about letting go. Excitedly. Letting go willfully. Letting go joyfully. Letting go cheerfully. Deriving joy only from what good the letting go is doing, not what is bringing to you. The more liberal we are, according to the covenant, the fatter we become in prosperity. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall himself be watered unto. We have a very powerful New Testament example in the Macedonian church that possessed an unusual grace of liberality, bringing them into strange dimension of prosperity. And that is a clear indication of how important the liberality factor is in our prosperity covenant work. Chapter 8 of 2 Corinthians. This is what the word said. Moreover, brethren, verse 1, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. What a complex. They were in affliction. A great trial of affliction. Yet they had abundance of joy. And in spite of their deep poverty, they abounded unto riches of liberality. The churches of Macedonia paints a graphic picture of covenant demands that launches you into dimensions of kingdom prosperity. This is what he says in verse 3. For to their power I bear record, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. So liberality makes you do it willingly. They were willing of themselves. And you know the Bible said, if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what a man has and not according to what he has not. 2 Corinthians, this same chapter 8 and verse 12. So it has to be done willingly before it can be meaningful. It has to be done willingly before it can become meaningful. And this they did, he said, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. They were in deep poverty, but they were begging us to take the seed from us, from them, to give to the poor in Jerusalem. In their deep poverty, they abounded in liberality. In spite of their deep poverty, and this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. That was a strange church, working in strange dimensions of prosperity. And God's word said, verse 7, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you are bound in this grace also. So there is a grace of liberality. How many want to receive that here? It defines the limits of everyone's prosperity. There is a grace of liberality which defines the limits of everyone's prosperity. There is a grace of liberality which defines the limits of everyone's prosperity. It says, see that you are bound in this grace also. You can have revelation as you are bound in faith, as you are bound in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love for us. See that you are bound in this grace also. Liberality is the proof of the sincerity of your love. Verse 8. He said, this I speak by commandment, but by occasion of the frowardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. And to give, to prove the sincerity of your love. This is how God's grace is unleashed for abundance and for prosperity. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. That as there is a readiness to will, there will also be a performance also out of that which ye have. So it's very important for us to understand there's a grace of prosperity. It is that grace that defines the limits of our prosperity. There's a grace of liberality. And that grace is what defines the limits of our grace for prosperity. The greater the grace of liberality, the greater the greatness of prosperity. We need this grace. It takes liberality to let go without being grieved. Hello. It takes liberality to let go without being grieved. What you give is a waste if it's not from a liberal heart. Because it grieves you as it goes. But from a liberal heart, it rejoices your heart as it goes. And as you see, whatever good is doing for someone else, it excites you the more. Not so much what is coming to you, but so much of what is making happen for them. In a selfish world that we live in, we need this grace more than ever. There are people in the body of Christ today that never share anything with any man. It's me, my wife, and my children. Everybody go to places. There are people who have never found any, they have not seen any opportunity to be a blessing to anyone else. People suffering around them even excites them inwardly. Why is this so crucial? Because you are blessed to be a blessing, not blessed to be an accumulator. And I will bless you and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. So you are blessed to be a blessing, not just blessed to be a possessor. You are blessed to be a distributor of the grace of God among men. And unto whom much is given, much is required. Where your liberality stops is where your prosperity stops. Where your liberality stops is where your prosperity stops. Liberality is the covenant gateway to a world of prosperity. It is not so much of what you give, but the attitude behind your giving, the motive behind your giving, is what determines the effect of your giving. I love what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. It said, though I part with all my goods to feed the poor, and I even offer my body to be burnt, and it's not coming out of an attitude of charity, it profited me nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:3. So it is your covenant attitude that determines your covenant altitude. You must be standing correctly in line with scriptures before you can earn your desired future. This is very important. That is the place of liberality. In chapter 15 of Deuteronomy, God's word said, in verse 7, if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, with the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thy hand wide and unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Verse 10, thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thy hand unto. Thy heart shall not grieve thee when thou givest unto him. It takes liberality not to be grieved when you are giving out to someone, particularly someone that has no capacity to return a thing to you, someone from where you are not expecting anything in response. So liberality is the cure for your grieving heart in giving. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall himself be watered unto. I'd like you to get excited, because tonight you are receiving that grace. The grace for liberality that will launch you into realms of unlimited prosperity, because you are blessed principally to be a blessing. God's riches is entrusted to us to enrich others with. I'd like you to please be very attentive. This is a very unique grace you need. There are people today that there is no testimony from any man traceable to them. They can pray for anybody. They can share revelation with anyone. But to share of their treasure with anyone, no, that grace is not there. And I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. I'm blessing you for you to be a blessing to your world. I'm not blessing you to stack up. I'm blessing you to share out. We have this picture in Abraham. Very intriguing. And I'll share that with you very shortly. Because if you are Abraham's seed, then you must do the works of Abraham. When Abraham was called into a land where he will be blessed, he took his wife, and then he took his brother's son by name Lot. And God blessed both Abraham and Lot. And the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot had a conflict. And Abraham said to him, there is no point where there should be a fight here. Lot was a beneficiary of Abraham's obedience. Am I talking? And Lot said, Abraham said in his liberality, "Hey, Lot, the whole land is before you. You choose first." Culturally, Abraham, his uncle, who was the one who carried him along, should be the one to choose first. True or false? He said, "If you take the west, I will take the east. If you take the east, I will take the west." Say with me, liberality. And so Lot looked at the plain towards the way of Sodom. Green and level. He said, "Choose that." Abraham said, "Take it. And I'll go this way." And so Lot took the watered gardens of the plain and left Abraham to take the desert side. Abraham and Sarah took their place and let Lot go his way. And then, you know the story. Lot was taken captive. And Abraham stood to the task to rescue him. Say liberality. So that means he didn't give him that land with a grieved heart. He gave him for free. So when he was challenged, Abraham still rose up to his rescue. Say with me, liberality. And he went out and commanded the army by himself in the night. Genesis chapter 13. Verse 5 to 11. And then in chapter 14, verses 13 to 16, Abraham went and fought for the rescue of his brother who cheated out on him. Say with me, liberality. And then the liberal Abraham showed it again. In chapter 14, verse 20, he paid the tithe of all. He paid what? Genesis 14:20. He paid the tithe of all that he got. Chapter 14, verse 21 to 24. The king of Sodom wanted to lavish him with the spoil. He said, "I will not take a thread from you, lest you say you make Abraham rich." So he went for the rescue of that nation without a thought of what to get back. Can I hear your loudest amen? Father Abraham, the liberal. Check in chapter 18 of Genesis, and you see a picture of his liberality in a more graphic form. Three men came by in the desert, and Abraham ran to meet them. It was his attitude to be hospitable, to share with long-traveling men. He ran. Come and say, he ran. Abraham ran. He was possessed with the gene of liberality. He ran. Verse 2 said, Abraham ran to meet them. Verse 3 said, he prayed them, "Pass not by without being refreshed." Verse 4 said, "Let a little milk, I pray thee, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves a while." He hasn't asked what is their name. They were just travelers. Verse 5 said, "I will fetch you a morsel of bread. I'm going to bring you the morsel of bread by myself and comfort ye your heart." I want you to be comforted. Abraham the liberal, wake up, wake up, wake up. You need the grace of liberality. This prosperity game in the charismatics is a problem. Our motivation is give, it shall be given to you. That's not where it begins. That's not where it begins. If ye are Abraham's seed, the Bible said, you will do the works of Abraham. Hear what Abraham did? Abraham hastened to the tent unto Sarah and said,
Make ready quickly.
Three measures of meal.
Make ready quickly. Abraham hastened. Hey, Sarah, we got another business here. Some people are just passing by. Make ready quickly. Three balls of amala. Make ready quickly. Three balls of gari. Make ready quickly.
Can you see old people running up and down? For people you don't even know who they are.
Make ready quickly.
And while Sarah was getting the flour together, Abraham ran to the flock and took a ram and killed it and started dressing it. There was nobody helping him. Old man.
Abraham ran. Abraham hastened.
It's an unusual grace, isn't it?
Abraham ran into the house and fetched a calf, tender and good. Not just anyone, tender and good. And he took butter and milk. And the calf, which he has dressed, and he set it before them, and stood by them under the tree as they ate. He stood by them. Is there anything more you need? Can I bring something more? He stood by them. He was a waiter. Abraham was a waiter. They were not going to pay. He was just making them comfortable. Say with me, liberality.
How many people you are willing to make comfortable will define the limits of God's blessings in your life.
That's Abraham's lifestyle.
He was a liberal, crazy man. I'd like you to ensure you wake up to this covenant demand and watch how you'll be moving forward from glory to glory in the school of prosperity. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen?
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
So liberality should be at the root of our covenant practice. I talked about spirituality, which connotes scripturality. And I'm talking about liberality, which is the baseline for a fruitful giving life. It is not just giving. It's giving from a right attitude, from a right heart. My prayer this morning is that that grace will come upon you unusually. Let me quickly help define your covenant priorities in demonstrating your liberality. How many want to know that briefly? Just five of them. I call them covenant priorities. What are they like? The word that changed my entire life, which I've shared with passion time and again, is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God is your number one priority in demonstrating your liberality. God first. Seek ye first. Matthew 6, 33. Don't be envious of what you see around you. After all this, the Gentiles seek, but do you want to enter into them? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It is God's portion that makes the remainder meaningful. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9. God must be given a number one place for you to walk in true kingdom prosperity. The number two in that order is your immediate family. For if any man provide not for his house, and especially for the people of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. If any provide not for his house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. It's disconnected from the covenant. So your home is vital to your prosperity walk. Number three in that order, your parents. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the law, for that is right. And then honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment of the law, with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Your parents, you owe them covenant obligations in demonstrating your liberality. That goes on to your relations and all that are connected to you. Don't say, I thank God my parents are dead. Whatever would have been their responsibility while they are here is an extension of their own life while they are already gone. And then number four, the poor. He that giveth to the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which has given shall be given again back unto him. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. And Proverbs 28, verse 27. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his face shall have many a cause. Proverbs 28 and verse 27. In that order, the next is the prophet. Those who minister to you the grace of God. For he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive a prophet's reward. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41. He shall receive a prophet's reward. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. These are covenant avenues for demonstrating your liberality. These are covenant avenues for demonstrating your liberality. And each of those channels provides specific dimensions of blessings in your life. And a combination of all of them brings you into realms of irrecoverable prosperity. I had positioned myself operating along these five channels consistently, tirelessly, excitedly, cheerfully, willingly, joyfully. And I tell you, it works like fire. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. According to John chapter 8 and verse 39, if you are Abraham's seed, what do? You do the works of Abraham. You can't connect with the blessing of Abraham without doing the works of Abraham. It is your turn for a turn around. I'd like you to see an opportunity every time you see a needy around you. It's an opportunity to please God, an opportunity to express your liberality to God, an opportunity to perpetuate the grace of God. How many want to receive that grace today? Amen. 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 How many want to receive that grace today? I'd like you to stand to your feet. He said, when this grace at work in you, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. So every blessing of God in our life is to make us abound unto every good work. We are promoting the kingdom. We are promoting the well-being of our nucleus family. We are promoting the well-being of our extended family. We are promoting the welfare of the poor. And we are promoting the grace of God on the anointed. Now you see, this takes you from level to level all the days of your life. I was in Sheraton yesterday, and I discovered that 20 years ago, 1987, the Lord met me in one of those rooms in Sheraton and opened to me another light from Hebrews chapter 7. And that light kept turning me around. I was a drunkard. I was flooded. I came down from that hotel room without waiting for those who were hosting me. I took a taxi cab and ran to meet one of my mentors and share with him what I found. And what I found that day is still working today. 1987, 20 years ago, revelation is at the root of every colorful revolution. Please understand what I'm talking about. Understand what I'm talking about. If you want to be free from being grieved in your heart when you extend goodness to someone else, then you need the grace of liberality. You need the grace of liberality so that all grace can begin to abound towards you, so that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. All sufficiency in all things. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound. All grace abound. And if you look at that chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, you see the beginning of it. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. You need to know the benefit of being involved, of ministering to the needy in your cell fellowship, whose children in primary school could not go there. And what you squander on entertainment can send 10 children to primary school. Your prosperity has no security if it does not promote liberality. It has no security. Job was eyes to the blind. He was feet to the lame. He pursued the cause of the oppressed. He invested money to set free the captives. And the later end of Job was greater than the beginning. So no matter how angry the devil is, the later end of a liberal man will always be better. We need this grace. He said, I want to do you to win the grace of God that was bestowed upon the churches in Macedonia. Lord, I need the Macedonian order of grace in the area of liberality. Lord, bestow this grace on me tonight. Bestow this grace on me tonight. Lift up your voices and speak to the Lord. In Jesus' precious name. You know why people don't stay with you in your home? You don't look welcoming. When they arrive, you say, when are you leaving? He said, now. You need this grace. You won't know when an angel will walk into your house in the form of a man. But this day is marking the beginning of a new order of the grace for liberality in your life. If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. There are people so held up that even giving to their own family, immediate family, nucleus family, one man, one wife, and children. The wife has to be praying. Oh God, let him remember this man. Oh God, even they brought your name to Shiloh to pray over you, that you will remember. They drop your name in the ark of testimony. Every such prayer is answered today. When it's time to drop money for food, that's the time you are praying in tongues. God say you are a liar. Wake up. Get out. Do your duty. Amen. When it's time to leave money for the family, you are reading the Bible. And when your wife knocks the door of your study, you do like this. And you keep doing like that till she goes to work. When she comes again, say, I'm in the spirit. No, you are in the flesh. You are in the flesh. Amen. It's time to pay children's school fees. You won't be available. You go from sanctuary keepers to protocol. Protocol. Even the meeting that don't concern you, you attend it. So you will not be home. And God said, wake up, you are a liar. Get out from here. Go and face your responsibility. Somebody who can't give to his children, where will he give to another man's children? Can anybody enter a home without the permission of a wife? The way those on women look, no stranger can stay there overnight. Because, well, don't know, welcome. I say, you are going. Hallelujah. Come. But from this morning, it's a change of story for you. The grace for liberality, receive it in the name of Jesus. My wife and I have a lineup of young men and women who have lived under our roof, whose parents were never privileged to see with our eyes all their life, who lived in that place and got married from that place and got decorated from that place, went to school in that place, went to university in that place. Prosperity is not a game. This one that you and your children alone cover, it won't last. You need to share. You need to share. You need to let go. You need to become liberal. It is not the regimented religious giving in church that transforms a man. It is a liberal heart that makes destiny fat. Amen. My wife and I were in London someday, and a young boy jumped up at me. And I said, hey, what's going on? He said, you don't know me? I said, I don't. He said, I was on your scholarship in Ife. I never knew him. Somebody must have brought him and said he had a need. And that need was met. At our level then, this is where to determine what your future will be. Without liberality, whatever you see as prosperity today may become something else tomorrow. God forbid that you tell the story of when once God blessed you. That's why I want to pray that grace on your life, and I want you to put your hand on your forehead. And from today, every time you see a need, your heart will be open to be of help. Someone just next door to you, just one meal only, can open up his destiny. I pray that many destinies will find a bearing through your liberality today in the name of Jesus. The Abrahamic order of liberality that ran towards men to bless them, that hastened to call his wife, and the wife joined him in his madness. That same order of liberality, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, do good to all men, especially they of the household of faith. Every needy in this church should not be stranded because of the number of people who are blessed in this assembly. I pray therefore, grace to see the needs of the needy and respond to it accordingly. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. A number of these students, 5,000 is enough for these pupils to go to school in a term and return. And I know how many of us are more than 5,000 on daily basis in this place. Grace to be a part of promoting the destiny of the downtrodden. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. The Macedonian churches were in deep poverty, yet they are banded unto liberality. I pray that in spite of where you may be today, this grace will begin to find expression at your various levels. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give him thanks and praise. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. In Jesus' precious name. Your prayers are declared answered. In the name of Jesus. Between now and the next breakthrough night, your breakthrough testimony is in your hand. Whatever you have cried unto God for this night, it's returning home with you as a testimony in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Just in a moment, we are going to pray. Whatever you don't want, you don't watch. Whatever you don't resist has a right to remain. And whatever you don't confront, you cannot conquer. There have been testimonies of the enemy molesting, trying to molest people, coming into church in the morning of Sunday, going back home after service. We are going to stop it. Amen? Because when you walk in the covenant, you are not permitted to be molested. He said the Lord himself shall be your defense. Every covenant child has God as his defense. So we are going to say no to the devil. And then you will also receive the spirit of obedience. I told you some time back, I said, anoint yourself every day you are getting out of your house. How many heard me when I said it? Many have forgotten. Every time God speaks to his prophet, he speaks into their future. These things were not there when I said it to you. We are going to pray, Satan, shut up. Touch not my anointed. This is what the word says. When they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15. We are going to use that scripture, Psalm 105, 13 to 15, to challenge the devil. Stop there. No more molestation. No more harassment. Every robber on your way, we curse them with the arrows of God. Go ahead and pray. Lord, your word says, as they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, You suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, you reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I decree tonight, divine defense, divine security, an edge of fire around every child of God, every covenant child in this house, in the name of Jesus, I decree, touch not the anointed, and do his prophets no harm. Satan, shut up! Satan, stop there! Satan, stop there! Every robber on the way is cursed with the curses of God. Every robber on our path, they are cursed with the curses of God. No more molestation, no more satanic assaults. In the name of Jesus, we decree safety, we decree security. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. I like us because the Bible said the curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. Let's begin to release the curses of the Lord upon every robbery gang in Lagos, in Ogun State, and in the nation. Begin to rain the curse of the Lord upon their lives, upon their homes. The curse of the Lord. We decree the curse of the Lord upon the house of the thieves, in the name of Jesus, we decree the curse of the Lord. The curses of the Lord be upon your heads, be upon your homes, be upon your life. The curses of the Lord, we bring down the curses of the Lord upon the houses of the thief. Whosoever we bless is blessed, and whosoever we curse is cursed, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we release your curses upon their lives. We release your curses upon their homes. We release your curses upon their head. Lord, let your curse begin to find full manifestations upon their lives, in the name of Jesus. All robbery gangs in Lagos, all robbery gangs in Ogun State, all robbery gangs across the nation, we decree the reign of the curses of the Lord upon them all right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. This week is declared a week of horror for all robbery gangs. Everyone that has ever confronted any of you that is still breathing, I decree that under 7 days, they are declared dead. I decree the arrows of death upon every robbery gang in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. And I pray today that no more spiritual carelessness, no more covenant carelessness, in the name of Jesus. We are going to do something this morning. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let's give him some 10 minutes of fearful praise. Dance your way into the next realm of God's great plan and purpose for your life. You ready for that? How many are ready to dance their way into abundance? Amen. Fearful prosperity coming your way through your fearful praise. The next 10 minutes, let's go. Give him worship from the depth of your heart. In Jesus' precious name. The same order of financial fortune that answers to this commission by covenant practice begins to answer to your life. No more financial tension in your life. No more financial stagnation in your family. This man shall see to the end of every form of indebtedness in your life. You not only discover the way out, you will discover the way forward. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand and please sit down for 1 minute. Amen. Please listen very carefully to this information. May I remind every one of us that by a prophetic injunction, you are all reminded to keep on anointing yourself every time you're getting out of your home, whether to work or to church. Amen? Or on any journey. I would therefore advise that you have a little bottle, if your bottle is too big, and have that in your bag or in your portfolio, or in your car. There are times I'm going out and anoint myself in the car and anoint the fellows with me in the car. Because when God speaks, he speaks into our future. Please take serious note of that. May I also request, if there are people here present tonight who belong to this Winners Business Executive Forum who are yet to pick their forms, please, if you are among the people as listed in last Sunday's announcement, people from AGM upward to business owners and all of that, would you please stand if you don't have your form so we can give you that form right now and then you can bring it back on Sunday. Any such one in the camp this evening, please stand to your feet. Business executives who are yet to collect their forms, please stand on your feet, male or female. Can I have the ushers, please, bring these forms out and pass it to these precious individuals. Amen. That is chairman and or chairwoman, directors, MD, CEOs, general managers and GMs of organizations, please stand to your feet and pick this form. Ushers, would you please run? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They don't lose strength. They renew strength. So let's run. Amen. All business executives that are yet to pick their forms, because we are very busy, we are giving it to you now in a grand style in the church. So get that done, and then please bring it back on Sunday, and then it will be required for submission on Sunday so we can go on with speed in executing God's plan for this forthcoming convention. May I remind businessmen and women to please mark that date off your calendar. That is March 21 to 25. It's going to be a time of breaking new grounds and breaking forth on the right and on the left into the next realm of God's favor in your various endeavors. Don't forget that for anything. I see I have a number of people this side, please. Can you come and get this one for me? Praise God. The date again is 21 to 25, and we'll be swimming the revelation of business breakthroughs. Amen. We'll be swimming in the revelations of business breakthroughs. Jesus is Lord. Some of our missionaries too have started arriving on completion of their tenure in their various nations. And we have the missionary to Nairobi, Kenya. Pastor Adeoye is here with us. Amen. You are welcome. And Pastor Samuel Olufemi is here from Tanzania. You are also welcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is someone excited here this morning? By the time you are appearing tomorrow morning at the morning service, you are already breaking forth with testimonies. Whatever ever came with you last night into this service as a concern, according to the word of the Lord, you are returning home with them as a testimony. Whatever you left behind at home as a burden, you are going to meet it back as a blessing. As the Lord liveth, no evil is permitted to come nigh your dwelling. When you are on the road, every robber clears off the way. When you lie down in your home to sleep, it shall be quiet and assurance. No one shall cause you to fear again. Because you are in a covenant that guarantees divine defense. The edge of fire around you shall remain unbroken. Please stand to your feet. Amen. I sense God's majestic presence here tonight, and I know that an army of men have broken forth to the next realm. If that includes you, let me hear your prophetic amen. If Jesus tarries the next 25 years, you are still bouncing around in his blessings. Your children's children after you will begin to draw from your investment today. This year, whatever is contrary to glory is not permitted in your environment. Go in peace. Celebrate the glory of redemption all the days of your life. Return here Sunday morning, jumping and leaping and giving glory to God. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Can I hear your believing? Amen. Let me hear your believing. Amen.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 216-88, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674. Or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskinandland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kinanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you.